Yeah, some courtesy parking. The Lodens came up from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and spent an evening at Baker's Acres.
Cool.
So I think they've got a 2002 30-footer.
Yep.
And they showed up, and for a little bit it was parked right next to the 58. And we discussed weights for a little while, and I wish I had known about the steel plate in the front. We would have discussed that a little bit.
But, well, Rob, yours has it.
His 30-footer tops out, I think he said, 8,900 pounds.
Pretty good, eh?
That's two of my trailers together.
I know.
Oh, my God.
That's something.
Yeah, if we had, like, two of my trailers, the same weight, you could sleep 12.
Right.
I know. I went back and listened to that show when I was thinking about going with a newer trailer. And for the weight of the one I was looking at, you said we could tow two of your trailers for the one of mine.
That's amazing.
Well, we do have a couple email questions, so let's go ahead and start, see if we can't cover those here. This one's from Steve Lewis. And Steve also got a set of DVDs sent out to him. Well, actually, no, he wanted stickers, I think. So anyway, thanks, Tim, for that donation to the show. We do have stickers still, by the way, in case people want those. Let's see. He says, I'm mid-complete floor restoration on my 56 Safari. The VAP has proven to be a wealth of information. Plus, when it seems overwhelming, it's good to hear about other people who have survived. If you have room for a question or two on this week's show, here they are. Number one, storing Acryl R. I think, Frank, you were a proponent of Acryl R.
Love the stuff.
Tim asked, can I just keep the can screwed into the can in the cool metal and glass pump thing stored in a fridge? Or do I need to take it all apart, screw the lid back on the can, and clean the pump? I'd rather not find out the hard way, so... Is that stuff going to dry out in the applicator can, or does he need to clean it out whenever each time he's done?
Well, I have a little metal tip that I put in the end. It fits in there really snug, and every time I finish using it, I plug the end with that, and I don't put it away. I do from time to time find that it starts to get a little bit kind of thick, and I'll use a little xylene to thin it out. I don't know if that's the recommended solvent, but I find that that works well for me. And it just seems to last a long time in the can. I think I've just ventured into my second can after all these years sealing my trailer and sealing a lot of seams with it. It goes a long, long way. I'm sure putting it in the fridge will extend its life quite a bit. Colin, you ever deal with these kind of solvent-based sealants?
Nope. I'm a Volcom man.
He's a Volcom man.
Anybody listening and not familiar with Acryl R, that's Airstream's seam sealant, and it comes with, or you can get an applicator can. And if you get good at it, you can just put it right up to the seam, pull the trigger, and get a nice bead in there to seal your seams up. Colin, you're like me. You use Volcom. What do you do to extend the life of an open tube of Volcom? Do you? I stick a screw in it like Frank was suggesting and throw it in the freezer.
Okay. There's the trick. I heard this on one of these handyman shows. Use a hot glue gun and put a glue gun blob on the end of the tip, and it will seal it up like the stuff was a new tube.
Huh. Oh, that's interesting. I got one of those laying around.
Yeah, it works really well.
Huh.
Interesting.
Very cool.
And the blob, you just yank the blob off and start the gun going again, and she's good to go. But what I can say, though, is Volcom, it doesn't have a real long shelf life, you know. So.
Okay. But I guess you could do the same thing with, you know, regular silicone and all that kind of stuff that you use maybe around the house. So you don't.
I've done it for all kinds of talk.
You don't stick it in the freezer? Once you do that?
I don't, but I'm sure that would probably help.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just try to buy smaller quantities, and when I'm doing a major job, I make sure I've got stuff on hand, and that's quite recent.